hockey. He played in 801 career games and played in 50 games as a member of the 2019 Stanley Cup champions. News, weather, traffic, and sports is brought to you by FRA Trust, inviting you to check out Joe Ruse Evans' new book, New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Learn how to make your retirement funds tax-free. If you've recently been furloughed, you can now take control as you have access to borrow or pay taxes over a three-year span. Get this book for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit the website, joesnewbook.org. That's joesnewbook.org, or call 800-279-9785. From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. And just around the corner is hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
The Post Burks Bar and Grill wants to thank everyone for their support. They are happy to announce that they are open for partial dine-in. They will be taking extra precaution to make sure you stay safe during your visit, including sanitation stations, one-time use utensils, and social distancing norms. They've got a new menu they can't wait for you to try out. Still want to post up at home? Order direct from the Post in-house delivery. You can check out all the reopening info, the new menu, and order now at thepostburksbar.com. Stay posted, my friends.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you. The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
You can't get any more local than Appliance Discounters. My sister and I were born and raised right here in the Lou. We know how important it is to shop local.
At Appliance Discounters, we make it easy to shop local. We offer a great selection, which includes a creative line of GE Cafe appliances, a knowledgeable sales staff, and most importantly,
the lowest prices every day, along with cash rebates up to $2,000 on select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown Appliance Discounters.
There's never been a better time in history for a cash-out refinance. Get pre-approved for your cash-out refinance today with our five-minute loan approval, only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Kate, you can do it. You do it every day. Never let us down.
She'll do it. She'll do it. She won't mess this up.
The United States of America is still the greatest country to live in, even though a lot of people are trying to change that. We're not going to let them. It's Playhouse time.
What about your underwear?
Okay.
Opinions on the air.
They said that's okay.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
FM.
We're full and we're full of shit. And we think you'll get lots of...
F-U-F-N-F-er.
I know I said it, but I have no idea what we were talking about.
Neither do I. I just saw it today. Just said F U F and F. So yeah. I was like, well, gotta
good
have
for
that.
You. That's a good one. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the June 22nd edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. Yes, if you want to make it really complete, you got to throw in there the fact that they do full auto service, like brakes and oil changes, and you know. Automobile service, tires, that kind of thing. Complete Auto Body, three locations. We will be talking about them. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. 19 years he spent in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And in the palatial studios of 590 The Fan in the heart of Kirkwood, Missouri, because today he decided not to go. Maybe he saw the thunderstorms rolling in, decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Is that a song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great
Dirty
song.
Dirty Diana.
Who did Michael that? Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Great song.
I mean, I know I've heard it, but I can't in my head.
Said he's not coming home because he's coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Diana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It is a good song.
You know, the one time he used to be black, that Michael Jackson?
Get out of town.
No.
He didn't.
I saw old pictures.
He lived the American dream. He was born a poor black male, and he died a rich white woman.
Yeah, there you go. I told you, I saw pictures of him. He was a black kid.
Oh, my God. A rich white woman.
Let's take a peek behind the coronavirus-proof glass and see who's... Oh, I see who's over there. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. Plus, you can still get information on the CARES Act loans for your business. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right.
used to have a long, long introduction for this guy, and then we realized we just didn't have time for the rest of the Playhouse, so we cut it down to this. He had about 37 jobs, give or take one or two. Now he has three. He's our newsman, he's head of research, and what else? There's another one. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello to the law offices of Scott Sherman. And thank you for the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer you, the listeners, free legal advice. And he co-hosts the Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. He's involved in a class action lawsuit involving the drug Zantac. If you have ever taken Zantac in your life, Scott would like for you to email him. His email address is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
Every once in a while, somebody will create a dish, and they name the dish after somebody. And I don't know who these people are, but I'll give you an example. You've heard of, and Lima, you're a former restaurant guy, Quiche Lorraine, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know who Lorraine is, but somebody thought, well, I'll Eggs Benedict. Now,
yep.
Benedict Arnold, Benedict Cumber, whatever his name is.
Patch.
Yeah, I don't know, but Rat Boy has a cousin, and he's decided to whip up a particular kind of his favorite food and name it after his cousin Louise. Well, what do you call it? What Louise?
Cheese.
Cheese Louise.
Cheese Louise.
Now, I think I know where he got that idea. Sometimes people say, geez.
Right.
Well, I think it's very clever. He changed it to Cheese Louise for his cousin Louise. That's good, Red Boy.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's very clever. Would you please put your hands together for the greatest radio studio orchestra in all of Kirkwood, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Complete Auto Body, owned by a guy named Curtis Barks. He has a terrific staff of people. One of the people that I met when I was at Complete Auto Body, and we did our little video, was a guy who had worked for 25 years for another auto body company that used to be part of this show. It's a good auto body company. And you can tell in about a minute that he is representative of all of the people that work for Complete Auto Body, in that they really do know what they're doing. Now, I don't know how many body shops there are in the St. Louis area. I don't know which ones are really good, which ones are mediocre, and which ones are great. And I don't know that I care. What I care about is finding, in any category, body shop, heating and cooling, car dealer, what we want to find whoever it is that we would never, ever hesitate to send you to, somebody we're proud to speak for, and that's what's happened with Complete Auto Body. So I don't have to tell you what collision auto body work is. Hail damage, they do a lot of that. Fender benders, a lot of that. Bigger wrecks, thousands and thousands of dollars, almost totaled. They do that. They just finished a St. Charles County police car that was just on the brink of being totaled. I think $15,000 worth of damage. Looked like a brand new police car. They do really good work. Here's the other thing. Somebody has to service your vehicle. It's never going to run for very long if you don't do just certain simple things. Change the oil, put on new tires when they wear out, make sure the brakes are good and replaced and the pads, whatever. They do that. They do a lot of fleet work. A lot of fleet work. Fleet is more than just an enema. It is an enema. You can go into the drugstore and there's a fleet enema. A fleet also refers to a bunch of cars that a company uses. The phone company has a fleet of cars. Lots of companies have fleets of cars. They service 37 fleets of cars. Ooh. With fleets
anywhere from 10 or 15 cars up to their biggest fleet client, and that client has 1,100 vehicles. They service them all. They keep them running. If there's an accident or hailstorm, they also put them back together. It's a very impressive company. We are thrilled to have them as part of this show. Complete Auto Body in St. Peter's, Hazelwood, and Delwood. The website is CompleteAB, that would be as in Auto Body, CompleteAB.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Yes, Winston, he has.
Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa.
Let me check and see where he is today. Ah, Kirkwood. That's where we are. In fact, he's on the other side of that glass. It's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's hear it now for Bill Kleplin. Hello, Bill. How
Hello.
Are you?
Dan laughs every single time.
Dan is the best laugher. He's the biggest and best laugher I've ever known. And he genuinely finds most everything funny.
No, he's not faking it.
No, except his ex-wife.
That's
not
right.
funny. Now, he'll laugh at the mention of it, but he does not find her funny in any way. So what are we doing or where are we going?
Well, Frank, I'm glad you asked. On this day in 1934, the United States government declared John Dillinger enemy number one.
Whoa.
Public enemy number one.
Do we still do that? We don't. Do we have a public enemy number
one
anymore?
Well, we have like an FBI most wanted type of thing, but I don't know that I've heard anyone
who's
use the
top
the phrase,
of the FBI wanted, because it's the top
question.
10 most.
Can you still go to the post office and see that? They used to have the 10 most. Well, they used to have the 10 most wanted. You probably just go online and see.
Yeah,
that's easy.
Bin Laden was at the top for a long time.
Yeah, we got
to carry him.
Well, Limey and I were joking before the show about OJ, because the Ford Bronco was scheduled to release.
Oh, I got the story.
Oh, okay. I'll save it.
I got the story. Yeah. That's
all the naked guns were on this weekend, and OJ was.
But he's not. You know what? He's not that great, and they could have made them without him.
Yeah.
He to me was not important in the Naked Guns series at all. He was just a stumbling goofball. Mm-hmm. So
you have a story about OJ's car? Is that what you said?
Well, I can tell what they're talking about. Ford's reintroducing the Bronco. Sorry, Johnny. And the date, the reveal date, turns out was the same day he killed. I'm sorry.
It's his birthday.
It's his birthday. OJ Simpson's birthday the same day they're. And they're not changing it. They said, we didn't know. It's a complete coincidence, and we're not changing it.
Right.
No. They are changing it.
They are?
Well, they made a statement saying they weren't.
His birthday's July 9th, and they announced today that they're gonna change it to the 13th.
All right. Then they just changed it, because I had an article that said, they're not going to change it. And now they are.
Okay. I thought you were going to talk about the vehicle that he was in during the Bronco that he was in during the slow speed chase. Because I've seen that vehicle. It's in a museum, and of all places, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It is a really cool crime museum.
Well, here's the deal.
And it's in there.
A lot of people get confused. OJ had a white Bronco, too.
Yes.
This wasn't his. That was Al Cowling's Bronco.
Right. Al Cowling's Bronco was the one in the museum.
Right. And OJ's was the one with the blood.
Correct.
Parked in the... Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize they're two different Broncos. But... I don't know what this says about people. After that happened, huge demand for Broncos. Now, what is it that makes people go, I want the car a killer drove? I don't know what that is about people. But they're and it won't be the same. I'm sure it'll be different, but it'll be called a Bronco.
Well, and to your point there, so John Dillinger back in the 30s, so we're talking, Great Depression era, people were fascinated by this guy. And when you look at the things that he did, it's really amazing that so many people, I don't want to say looked up to him, but they, they kind of treated him like...
Well, he was that version's day of the Robin Hood, I mean, he didn't, give out the money to the poor, but, from what because I've read reports on him and stuff like that, he didn't actually take people's money. Like, he just stole from the banks. Like, he didn't rob from individual people and take their money.
So if my money was in the bank, he wasn't taking my money?
Well, no, like, you know, he wouldn't. The bank was insured, so he didn't put
it. But I never knew he had people, like, kind of rooting for him.
I didn't go. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that and people were just, they were fascinated. I mean, the same way people were fascinated with Bonnie and Clyde. Right. I don't know if you'd say people were rooting for them, but, and, you know, it was a, big deal. So Dillinger was from Indianapolis, and for people who like this sort of history, and there are a lot of people, you know, what, Jesse James or Al Capone or whatever. So he was from Indianapolis, and there are sites that you still can go and see, if you like, you know, that sort of history, and you're interested about him. His birthplace is still around. The house that he lived in Indianapolis, it's in Mooresville. So I guess that's like a suburb of Indianapolis.
Yeah, I've said this before. That is, I'm no interest in that.
I know.
I'd like to see, I know you can go see the glasses he was wearing when they shot him down outside the theater. That's interesting to me. But I don't care where he was a kid when he grew up.
Yeah, he had his death mask. And the clothing that he was wearing when he was shot outside the Biograph Theater, and the wooden gun that he used to escape jail. And the jail is still there that he escaped at and that he was in. And apparently at the time, the prosecutor, this was in 1934, declared, "This is the end of Dillinger." And he escaped 3 months later using a wooden gun.
What do you have to do to be public enemy number one? Is it like a certain number of crimes or evade them for so long?
I don't know if there's a specific, requirement, but so between September of 1933 and July of 1934, he had a gang, himself and a gang. They killed 10 different men, wounded 7 other people. They robbed all sorts of banks, police arsenals, staged 3 different jailbreaks,
right, who
killed the sheriff.
Who were the 10 men? Who were those men? Were they bank employees? Were they other gangsters?
I don't know who they were.
Because it doesn't sound to me like he was public enemy, like the public shouldn't be afraid of him.
I think it was the
enemy number one.
I think it was the fact that he could steal so much money and then just, like, he would rob, he would rob banks in Missouri and then flee back to Illinois or vice versa. Like, he would rob banks and then he would just jump state and they couldn't follow him because, you know, they didn't have the back then it was state lines and jurisdictions and all
I don't know if he ever robbed any in Missouri, but yeah, I know Ohio, Illinois.
Is that what it was? Okay, it was Illinois then.
Yeah, couple other states. You're right. And then he would go back to Indianapolis. I mentioned his family homestead, so this is still there. His great nephew, I guess, still lives there. And for some reason, people think there's buried treasure at this house. Like, seriously, still to this day. And the great nephew of Dillinger, he was recently giving an interview, and he said, "I still some mornings in the summertime find holes in my yard. People will just show up and just start digging in the yard looking for lost treasure or buried treasure from Dillinger." And talk about, this is interesting. So there's actually in Indianapolis, they have a Dillinger Days. So they still celebrate this guy July 1st through 3rd every single year.
Can you imagine somebody having Manson Days?
It's very, very strange. But if you're interested, there still are places you can go and visit around Indianapolis, including the funeral
home.
Did
they mention his sister, the comedian Phyllis Dillinger?
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Thank you, everybody.
Lima, you mentioned the bank. So at one of these banks, he vaulted over. They had a cage at the time around a cashier. You know, so they had they call it the cashier's cage, and he vaulted over the cage, and that kind of became his flair, like his signature that he would do when he would go and he would rob banks.
See what Bill did there? Used the word vaulted for
vaulted.
Clever.
It's true. That's what they call it. Vaulted. I'm not making that up. So, and then he got the nickname Jack Rabbit. From his stealing. So.
Have you ever heard of a death mask?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is?
Yeah,
what,
Beethoven what has one. Death mask. Presidents have them.
John Dillinger has one. I'm looking on his Wikipedia page.
I said that if you were paying attention.
Yeah, like a mold of your your body is,
They made a mold of
what you look like in the casket.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever looks in real life like they do in the casket.
Yeah.
True.
And I don't think anybody does it now, but I've heard of them. I don't know if anybody, death mask, weird.
Yeah. Well, we have pictures now, so, you know.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, if you get COVID and you die with a mask on, would that be a death mask?
Okay. Oh, yeah, real funny. Oh, boy.
Topical death humor. That's good.
It's always funny.
So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road. Oh, and it's his birthday today, too, John Dillinger. What would have been his birthday?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, they're out there. On the road and on 590 The Fan.
He left out the part, though, about how they shot him coming out of the... Well, you did mention the theater. I'm sorry.
Yeah, shot him in the back
wasn't
of the
he
head,
with a
they?
Woman, and there was something about a red dress, or... Yeah, I don't know.
She was... I think she was like the tell for the cops.
Right.
She was going to walk out with him
right.
and then be on his arm, so then they knew, okay, that's the guy we killed.
Exactly. This guy got real popular real quick, because... He spent 9.5 years in prison, and he died when he was 31 years old.
Wow.
So that's man. Making a lot of headway.
He got a lot done on the streets.
31. He did.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. I want to do a little quick hit here again for one of my favorite places at the lake, if you go to the lake, Pistols Plus. Pistols Plus is obviously the pistols. They have shotguns and rifles and other stuff, Yeti coolers and cups. But I was in there this weekend, and like I needed another gun, but I got another gun. The reason that I want to mention, okay, I'll tell you what I got. I got a Springfield Armory Hellcat 9mm handgun. And
looks cool.
And a... And I'd never heard of these knives. Boker. I've heard of case knives, buck knives. Boker apparently is like the Mercedes of knives.
Right.
So I got what a lot of people would call a switchblade knife. You push a switch and the blade comes out the end. Now they're legal. Do you know what those knives are called? It's so simple. They're called OTF knives. The blade comes OTF out the front, as opposed to swinging open like those switchblades. They got one of those. Like I really needed that, and another handgun. But I mention it because I don't know if it would be appropriate, and probably not. But everybody will know this is tongue in cheek for me to thank all of the looters and the lunatic protesters who decide to burn things and loot and rob and destroy. You have done more than you will ever know for gun sales, not only at Pistols Plus, but across the country. Gun sales are through the roof. A lot of places are having trouble. For example, this Hellcat Springfield Armory thing I bought, I think that Pam at Pistols Plus told me, I want to say they had like 23 of them, mm-hmm. and in a matter of a week or two, they're down to 2.
Wow.
And she said a lot of their business now is people coming in saying, I've never owned a handgun, but I am starting to really get concerned about these mob mentality, law-breaking nuts that wherever they go, they wreak havoc, and they just decide to take over and destroy. And I'm worried. Help me with my first gun. That's a lot of who they're seeing now. So I guess my there are a lot of... I don't know all the gun stores. I'd love to have a St. Louis area gun store on the air to speak for here, but I do know Pistols Plus. I've been buying guns there for 25 years, so... Thousands and thousands of people. Josh Bauman's there now. Go to Lake of the Ozarks. If you do, right in Osage Beach. Pistols Plus. And for you folks who like to think you want to go buy a gun online because you'll save $10 or something, to me, not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. Because the gun can't be mailed to you. It has to be sent to a gun dealer like Pistols Plus, and then you got to go get it from them, and they charge a fee for that. And in the end, have you really saved anything? And then you don't have the personal connection and everything that goes with buying from somebody who's standing right in front of you, the counter at Pistols Plus. So they're in the heart of Osage Beach, Pistols Plus. They have a website. I think it's pistolsplusguns.net, I think. You'll find it. Google it. Now, here's a lesson in sometimes how you try to save money and it's a mistake because you get screwed. I ordered through Amazon. I needed some LR44 batteries. It's a button battery, like a watch battery or hearing aid, little disc battery. And I needed 6 of them. So I go on Amazon and I see LR44 and I see the battery and I see all this range of prices in anywhere from like $2.50 a piece. And the one that got me was, a card of 10 of them for $5. So I thought, I'm going to order two cards, and I'll have 20 of them. I get them back. Every single battery was completely dead.
Not an ounce.
Of, yeah, I put them on a battery tester, because when I put them in, nothing. I thought, wait a minute. I know this light is not...
Right.
Every one on the tester dead.
Well, no wonder they were $5.
So I reordered, and now I'm paying for Rayovac. By the way, these things were some offbeat Chinese. They came from China. I don't know if they deliberately sell them dead, or they don't know they're dead. They were just in the warehouse so long they just ran out of power.
Maybe it's deliberate.
No, I never read reviews.
Oh, I always read reviews.
I ordered a chipping golf game for my stepfather for Father's Day in March off of a Facebook ad that I didn't realize was a Chinese-based company. I still don't have it. And all the reviews are horrible.
You're not alone. My dad bills right on the money.
And I did go on chat on Amazon, and they said, you know what? This came from a third party. We're sorry. And they credited me to their credit. But my point is, I learned a lesson. Now, I've reordered LR-44s, and I paid $2.50 a piece for them. Okay, that's more reasonable, and I ordered what I needed. But there's a lesson, and sometimes saving money, not always a great idea. Now, I've also rethought of something, the Aunt Jemima thing. They're changing Aunt Jemima. And I have to tell you, I think that I get that. I think I understand it, because if you look at Aunt Jemima, she's got that mammy from the South, a sort of subservient,
a generic stereotypical look.
Yeah,
I don't think they're changing. I think they're just killing her.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not by changing, it's gone.
Right.
That's a change.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I looked at it, and I had someone home, and I thought, I get that. That really does. She's portrayed as that sort of servant at the house with the apron and the head thing. Mm-hmm. But what I don't get is cream of wheat, because I have that in front of me here. It's a black chef. Why is a black person being a chef? How is that derogatory? A chef is not an easy title to come by. Limey, you work in the restaurant.
Right. No, yeah, it's hard.
Why would you go and change?
I think right now it's just more the fact of just using a black person as a slogan for a company that maybe isn't majority black owned. So, you know, just better safe than sorry. They're just kind of pulling these ads instead. So when the mob kind of turns on them, they can say, hey, look, we've already taken care of this.
It's not just them, though. Did you hear Eskimo Pies is what they're thinking of changing?
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with Eskimo Pies?
Because apparently, and I don't know the full story, but Eskimos, they say, don't like to be called. There's some more proper name they like to be referred to as. And they're seriously...
Inuit?
I'm sorry?
Is it Inuit? I know.
Maybe.
That is.
Inuit.
Yeah, that was the story
Inuit
today.
I thought...
Hold on. We're not Eskimos. So
yeah,
maybe they don't like being called Eskimos. If that's the case, okay.
So saying stuff like Eskimo kisses, is that like, because you used to do that and you started?
I just know I heard it earlier this morning.
What about Eskicurly or Escalary?
What? What?
The Three Stooges reference.
Eskimo, Escalary.
No, nobody got it.
No, I'm trying
you
to explain
it
to you.
Yeah. but you shouldn't have to. The fact that you have to.
I'm the director of research, Frank. I'm trying to explain to you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, here it is. Inappropriate Eskimo pie name will be retired, according to the company.
Okay, well, maybe they don't like being called Eskimos. So Indians don't like being called Redskins. Okay, I get that. But the Chef Boyardee, the cream of wheat guy is a black chef. So we're not supposed to put a black person on any product, even if it's flattering or complimentary. I'm lost through some of this stuff.
Yeah, I think cream of wheat's good. I like it.
Well, we're not talking about whether it's good or not.
I know what cream of wheat is. Like a porridge or something?
It's disgusting.
No, my daughter used to love it when she was... Theo might like it because it's something you give little bitty kids.
Oh, yeah?
It's like sand.
It's the consistency of grits.
And sand. Grits mixed with sand.
But I like cream of wheat.
Oh, my daughter loved it.
Here's the story. I'll keep this quick. So cream of wheat's logo or of the black male who appears on its head, they used to do some advertising regarding this individual, and he was given the fictitious name Rastus.
Well, that okay, there's a problem.
Okay, and apparently Rastus is a commonly known name given to slaves back in the day, and nobody names their kid Rastus anymore. Okay,
but nobody knows that, except you who just found it.
Right.
Nobody, I've never in my life, cream of wheat in my house the whole time, we didn't know his name was Rastus. It's not on the box. Oh. So enough of that. It is what it is. I just don't see that there's a similarity between Aunt Jemima and the cream of wheat guy. I saw a look at the time. I'll save this for later. We got to get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Tim, I'm including you in my joke today.
Well, good. Okay. I'm sure I won't be the brunt of it.
We actually told this once before, since we've been here 2.5 years, and I think then I used Tim in the joke. But there's a reason for that, because it's about a blind date, and Limey, you can't go on a blind date.
I cannot.
You're committed. I certainly can't, at least if I do. I can't talk about it. And Dan has a girlfriend, and Bill
not
could.
Interested.
Well, so Tim is talking to a buddy of his, and his buddy says, Tim, you seem, are you okay? And he goes, no, I'm not okay. I'm a wreck. And he said, why? He said, Saturday night, I have a blind date, and I don't like blind dates. I haven't had many. These things can really go bad. And his friend says, what do you mean? And Tim says, look, I'm supposed to meet her at a restaurant. I know her name. It's all I know. What if she's on, like on a 1 to 10? I don't expect a 10. What if she's like a 1? She's really so ugly you can't even look at her. It's just disgusting. What if that happens? His buddy says, Tim, come on, man. This is easy. All the rest of us who are single know how to handle this. It's easy. It's called the chokeout. He said, the what? He's the chokeout. He said, look, here's what you do. You go to the restaurant, you meet her, and you chat for a couple of minutes, and then if you know, and you'll know right away, oh, this is going to be a long night, act like you're choking. And then what will happen is the restaurant manager, come, people huddle around, they'll rush you back in the back of the kitchen, and then the next thing you know, maybe they might take you to the hospital, but at least the date's over. That's all you have to do. Just act like you're choking. But you need to take a bite of something so it's not so fake. You take a bite of something and just act like you're choking. It's over. Tim says, that's a great idea. So Saturday night comes. Tim goes to the restaurant. He looks around. There's a woman sitting by herself. Must be her. And he's thinking, I hope it's her. This woman is really attractive. Tim walks over and she says, Angela? She says, yes, I'm Angela. You're Tim? He said, I am. And he sits down. And the waiter comes over. You like something to drink? They get a salad. And as they start to eat the salad, Tim says, so you're a nurse? She says, yes, I am.
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Wingstop's new all-in bundle. Just $19.99. See Wingstop.com. Feed the whole crew with Wingstop's new all-in bundle for $19.99. 6 crispy, juicy tenders, 16 boneless wings sauce and tossed in up to 4 flavors, plus a large fry and 3 dips. It's the only way to go when you want to go all-in on flavor. See Wingstop.com for restrictions and details. Delays eastbound 70 through 141. You're solid westbound 70. Route K all the way to before Wentzville Parkway. That's where you have standing water. A crash eastbound 70 west of Forestell. Standing water eastbound 70 at Lake St. Louis. That's also stacking up westbound 4064. And you've got an accident reported at Prospect. There's a crash, or rather a car fire, westbound 64 at McKnight. And there's an accident eastbound 64 at 157. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Joe Rusevans with FRA Trust here, and as a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, I want to help you take control of your financial future in this post-pandemic economy. If you have over $250,000 in a retirement account, or perhaps you've recently been furloughed and don't know what to do, my team at FRA Trust would love to help you learn how to turn a 401k retirement account into your own personal IRA. Don't delay. Call us today at 855-935-4214. That's 855-935-4214.
Top Shooters is back, which means the Cam Jansen Show is live Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Brought to you by Bud Light. The food, staff, and drinks are even better. And now you can enjoy them all on a brand new luxurious patio with a full-service bar, games like bags, volleyball, and plenty of TVs. It's the perfect atmosphere for the summer. The fun starts every morning at 11 a.m., and you can still take advantage of a full menu with carryout orders. We'll see you at Top Shooters, 531 Old State, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois.
Root of the vine. And what that means is somebody has cracked open a bottle of vino and is waiting to speak with us in Dallas, Texas. He's in Dallas. We're not. We're in Kirkwood. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now, they're closed today because Monday is the only day they're closed. Only on Monday. They're in Chesterfield Valley, ooh, where Top Golf reopened today. I'll bet that is covered up with as many people as they'll allow to be in there today. That's the same area where you will find Annie Gunn's. They're east of most of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and I said closed only on Monday. Yes, reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's are a must, and I would think now, especially with limited seating, absolutely necessary for lunch and dinner. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Please, when you go to Annie Gunn's, go next door. You will really be glad you did. And gift cards for a long, long time have been a great idea, and they sell thousands of them every year. Why don't you add one or two to that already thick list of gift card buyers and get somebody you know a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Anybody would appreciate it. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Here now, from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. How you doing?
Good. Happy belated Father's Day.
Same to you.
Thank you. Today's National Eat an Onion Ring Day. You like onion rings, honey?
I love onion rings.
I love me some onion rings. Love me onion rings. Love Nugget, check it out. 45-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio and his 23-year-old girlfriend,
yeah,
Camilla.
Yeah. What's her name?
Camilla.
Oh, they said Vanilla.
No, Camilla.
Camilla. Okay.
Already talking about marriage. And a pop quiz to go along with this. Who is Leonardo DiCaprio's best friend? In fact, he spent part of the weekend with him and his girlfriend, and this guy's a better half as well. Is it California Governor Gavin Newsom? Snowboarder Shaun White? UFC champion Conor McGregor? Or the boss, Bruce Springsteen? Who is Leonardo DiCaprio's best friend?
I thought we had stopped the pop quiz.
Yeah.
I bring it back. I'll bring it back once in a while.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, the only reason not is I never got an email, not one, that said love the pop quiz, but I got several that said we don't care who somebody's best friend is or what they like, which vegetable they like, and that's okay once in a while. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm on other stations, and I got a lot of people complaining, so, you know, once in a while I'll bring it back.
Mm, okay.
Since we last spoke, meeting of the DNC over the weekend, bigwigs begging Michelle Obama to be Joe Biden's vice presidential nominee. I doubt if that'll happen, but boy, apparently they're really, really pressing her to do that. What do you make of that?
Well, what I make of it is they're looking real hard at who his running mate will be because it's probably the most important running mate ever to have run with anybody because of his age.
I agree.
So you better get somebody in there that's going to work out if they have to step in.
Uh-huh. Also over the weekend, but certainly not as important, television networks have released their fall schedule. CBS will start the week with The Neighborhood, the star Cedric the Entertainer. You ever see that, homie?
Never did.
No, it's not that good. Choose the NCIS and FBI and FBI Most Wanted. You watch any of those, homie?
Never watched any of them.
Wednesday will be a reality day, Survivor and Amazing Race. I love both of those shows. I know you don't care much for them, but I like them both. Friday is Blue Bloods and Magnum P.I. as your lineup for CBS. Sunday on Fox, The Simpsons, followed by an animated show called Bless the Hearts. Hearts, the name of an animated family.
Now, do you like The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I do. Have you watched much of The Simpsons?
I don't watch them all the time, but that's really good because sometimes when I'm flipping around, I'll see a Simpsons show, and usually I haven't seen it, so I enjoy it.
I'm working on my Homer. When I get it down, I'll share it with you. I got Marge down. I'm working on Homer. I'll share it with you.
Well,
it's
your Marge, homie.
Oh, homie, you shouldn't talk to Bart like that. Homie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
That's really good, homie. I like that.
Homie's doing an impression of me again. I love it when he does that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Monday on Fox, a cop show called L.A.'s Finest. Some people would say there aren't many of those. Tuesday, Cosmos Possible Worlds. Are you familiar with this show?
Nope.
No.
Cosmos Possible Worlds. No, it's not involving Jerry Seinfeld's Kramer Cosmo. This is a Carl Sagan National Geographic produced show, and it's really, really good. National Geographic doesn't do bad shows, and this one is a good one. It's coming to Fox during prime time on Tuesday. And that's followed by a show called Filthy Rich. This is a really good show. It's about a televangelist pastor and his infidelity and the new family he creates. And when he dies, his will insists that his rich, snooty family must meet and get along with his illegitimate new poor family. It is really funny.
Not to be confused with Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich.
No, not at all.
Okay.
This could be one of the big hits of the season. Wednesday, Masked Singer. I just can't get into that show.
No, I can't stand
my problem
that
with
show.
It is it sounds like, what else could we do that hasn't been done? Oh, yeah, we'll have the singer be masked instead of turn the chairs around. Yeah,
no, it's
lame.
Stupid,
sounds lame.
Thursday on Fox is NFL football. Friday, WWE SmackDown. On Saturday night, something new called Fox Sports Saturday. It's 3 hours, prime time, Saturday night. I don't know what it is. Obviously, it has something to do with sports. NBC Monday, The Voice. Tuesday, it's The Voice again. Then This Is Us. I like that show, This Is Us. It had a couple of slow seasons, but it really picked up. You guys watched that at all?
Watched it for about 2 years and gave it up because I just didn't like where it was headed.
You know what? It picked up and it's gotten much, 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 much better.
Okay.
Wednesday, all the Chicago shows, Fire, PD, Med. I never got into any of those shows.
I like The Med.
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
What do you mean 30?
I mean 30 seconds. I forgot you did the pop quiz thing. We weren't doing that, so I took it to 30 seconds. 25.
Movie news, there's going to be a Mamma Mia 3. I don't think we need that. And finally, who is Leonardo DiCaprio's best friend? California Governor Gavin Newsom. Snowbird Sean White, UFC champion Conor McGregor, or Bruce Springsteen?
5 seconds.
I'll go Bruce Springsteen.
Sean White. McGregor.
I don't know. 2 seconds.
Sean White.
Well, way to go.
He forgot. You know what? He forgot we're not doing that anymore. Yeah. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get now more than ever. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Sports trending now.
Major League Baseball's Players Union reject the latest proposal from Major League Baseball for a 60-game season. The vote 33-5 against the proposal. So now it is going to the desk of Commissioner Rob Manfred to determine what the schedule will be for the coming season. Reports by Bob Nightingale suggest the season would start July 29th. We will see if an announcement comes later today. Meanwhile, NASCAR off and running on a Monday, despite a rain delay and all day yesterday. The Geico 500 going on right now at Talladega Speedway. Lap 142 of 188, and Ryan Blaney is your leader ahead of Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Brad Keselowski. Meanwhile, the Knicks get permission to talk to Jason Kidd about their head coaching job.